is long and seeming without end. The days go on. I remember you, my friend. And though you're gone, and my heart's been emptied, it seems, I'll see you in my dreams. I got your guitar here by the bed. All your favorite records and all the books that you read. And though my soul feels like it's been split at the seams, I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see you in my dreams when all our summers have come to an end. I'll see you in my dreams. We'll meet and live and laugh again. I'll see you in my dreams. Yeah, up around the river bend, for death is not the end. And I'll see you in my dreams. In my dreams, when all our summers have come to an end, I'll see you in my dreams. We'll meet and live and laugh again. I'll see you in my dreams. Yeah, up around the river bend, for death is not the end. And I'll see you in my dreams, you in my, I'll see you in my dreams. Thank you, Tampa. Safe travels. God bless.
Bruce Springsteen, live. On the current tour, doing a song from his last studio album, Letter to You. I'll See You in My Dreams. Before that, Ghosts from the album proper, and another live cut at the top, Last Man Standing. The Mortality Suite, we'll call that. This is the big pre-Bruce special here on the Twang Trust. Being Winnipeg's biggest Bruce geek, I expect you may hear from me in other areas of the media landscape over the next little while. I know this Saturday morning I'll be on CJOB with Tom Milroy, chatting all things Bruce. I don't know if he's expecting me to be a big fanboy or not, or whether he's prepared to have me in all my conflicted glory. I don't know. We'll see. But here's somebody who doesn't sound conflicted at all. This is from the brand new Casey Chambers album called Backbone. This is a little number called A Love Like Springsteen.
Fire. You've been dancing This is Casey Chambers from Australia, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
All the singers have lines they say before songs that people are dedicated to.
Sleep at Hi, this is Martin Joseph from Wales. You're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The last time that I heard Dancing in the Dark, we were sitting in my car, but baby, I guess we didn't make it too far. And I thought that I'd be tougher than the rest, and I could get you off my chest, but maybe I've just got a hungry heart. Every time that he comes on, I can see you in that red dress singing along, and I don't know what to do. So hey, Bruce, shut up, Springsteen.
This is Miranda Mulholland from Bellstar, and you're listening to
All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yesterday, a long time ago, the songs were playing on the radio. It was Elvis. And don't be cool, trying to get to you and Teddy Bear too.
Yeah.
Mr. Link Ray here on the Twang Trust. That's a little number called It Was Elvis from his 1993 album Indian Child. And Bruce getting a lot of play in that one. Yep. Before that, Gary Frost with Shut Up Springsteen. Abby Cohn, She Hates Springsteen. And Casey Chambers wants a love like Springsteen. That Link Ray song we just heard is funny. I remember the very night, I guess I had just acquired my first Bruce Springsteen bootleg record. It was the first, I'd had a couple of bootleg singles, but this was the first full show. Well, it wasn't actually full show. It was a double album. It was cut up a little bit. But it did include Bruce doing a cover of Heartbreak Hotel. Now, of course, an Elvis song. Now, I was 15 at the time. And Elvis, you know, at that point, 1978, Elvis had been dead a year. And, you know, really, for a kid who, like, grew up on hard rock and had just got into punk rock, and, you know, Bruce was somewhere in there, and I hadn't quite ascertained where everything fit in, but I knew that Elvis was kind of a joke. You know, but here's Bruce, my new hero, and he's covering Elvis. There must be something to it. And I remember being home alone one night, and I'm thinking, you know, I think there's like an Elvis record that, you know, Mom and Dad's old Elvis record is up in that pile of crap they liked, you know, in between the James Last party packs and I don't know what else. But I went and dug up, it was Elvis's Golden Record Volume 1, and I remember checking it out. It's like, wow, there's something to this stuff, you know? And, well, yeah. So Bruce, that was the great thing about Bruce. Once he started really paying attention and I got more bootlegs, and then Dave Marsh came out with this book. It was the first, well, it was technically the second biography that ever came out on Bruce, but it was the first real good one. And it had this section in the back. There's a whole list of all songs Bruce used to cover live, going back from, you know, day one right up through current times. And it was just the greatest gateway to the history of rock and roll that you could imagine. And I learned so much tracking down all these songs that Bruce used to do, and it just, everything took off from there. It was great. But here's one of them things that I dug up from Bruce. This is live, I don't know where, somewhere at some point in time, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band live.
Well, this is tonight. Have you heard the news? Good rocking tonight. We'll be right back.
enjoy this song. Because I'm standing on the mountain looking down on the city. The way I feel tonight is a doggone pity. Teardrops rolling way down the mountainside. Many times I've been here, oh, and many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were so in love. High on the mountain of love.
Live, 1975, doing the old Harold Dorman chestnut, Mountain of Love. There, I'm queuing things up a little late here. I'm following the set list in Toronto tonight. The show should have started an hour ago, and apparently Bruce hasn't landed yet. He left in a plane from New Jersey at 7 o'clock Eastern time. The show in Toronto is supposed to start at 7:30. So I don't know what's up. But anyways, yeah, the show that should be an hour into already has not started yet in Toronto. Oh, are we going to see him next Wednesday or not? I don't know. Lots of speculation what he's going to do tonight, what kind of mood he's going to be in. Is he going to be in a bad mood and just walk through the show? Is he going to be in a bad mood and, like, do 3 hours of Social Distortion covers and it's going to be the rock and roll event of the, you know, all time? I don't know. Does he even give a rip? I don't know. Who knows? What are my wishes? If Bruce calls me up on Tuesday and say, hey, Stu, you get to pick the set list, which is highly likely, I would think. Gonna go with a few of these, I think. And if he doesn't call me on Tuesday and tell me I'm in charge, there is zero chance we're going to hear any of these. I can guarantee it right now. But one thing I miss in a big way about recent shows, I mean, Bruce still puts on a good show and all like that, but I sure miss the stories. That's what really got me when I was a kid, is the stories he'd tell. This one in particular, man, you hear this one at 15 when you're, you know, stuck up in your bedroom and you got issues with the folks and all like that, and this thing comes on. Man, it does something to you. This is Bruce live in New York City again, this time 1976, the Palladium.
Up in this small town about 20 miles inland. Remember, was in this dumpy two-story, two-family house. Next door to this gas station. And my mom, she was a secretary, and she worked downtown. And my pop, I remember she married my pop as soon as he got out of the army. They got married and she took that job. And my father, he worked a lot of different places. He worked in rug mill for a while. I drove a cab for a while. Worked, he was a guard down at the jail. For a while, I can remember when he worked down there, he used to always come home. Real pissed off, drunk, sit in the kitchen. At night, 9 o'clock, he used to shut off all the lights, every light in the house. And he used to get real pissed off if me and my sister turned any of them on. And he'd sit in the kitchen with a six-pack, cigarette. And my mom, she would set her hair. And she would come downstairs and just turn on the TV and sit in the chair and watch TV till she fell asleep. And she'd get up the next morning and go to work again. And my pop, sometimes he went to bed, sometimes he didn't. Sometimes he got up, sometimes he didn't get up. And I used to sleep upstairs. And I used to pull in the summertime when the weather got hot. I used to drag my mattress out the window and sleep on the roof next door to the gas station. And I'd watch these different guys. The station closed up at one, and these guys, they'd be pulling in and pulling out all night long. They'd be meeting people there. They'd be ripping off down the highway. And as soon as I was 16, me and my buddy, we got this car. And we started taking off. We used to take off down the beach, sleep on top of the beach houses. We used to spin up in the city. Just walk around the streets all night long. Tell the cops to catch us in Port Authority. Call our pops. My pop, he'd never come and get me. I remember he'd always tell my mother. Every time I got in trouble, my mother would come down. She always said, "Your father, you don't even want to come." And I used to always have to go back home. And I'd stand there in that driveway, afraid to go in the house, and I could see through the screen door, I could see the light on my pop's cigarette, and I can remember I just couldn't wait until I was old enough to take him out once. But he used to slick my hair back real tight, so we couldn't tell how long it was getting. I'd try to sneak through the kitchen. The old man, he'd catch me every night, and he'd drag me back into that kitchen. He'd make me sit down at that table in the dark, and he would sit there telling me. And in the wintertime, he used to turn on the gas stove and close all the doors so it got real hot in there. And I remember just sitting in the dark and telling me. And I could always hear that voice. I don't know how long I sat there. I could never ever see his face. We start talking about nothing much. How I was doing. Pretty soon, he asked me what I thought I was doing with myself. And we'd always end up screaming at each other. My mother, she'd always end up running in from the front room crying and trying to pull him off me, trying to keep us from fighting with each other. And I'd always end up running out the back door, pulling away from him. Pulling away from him, running down the driveway, screaming at him, telling him how it was my life and I was gonna do what I wanted to do. It's a hard world to get a break in. All good friends have been taken. But I lose ways to make certain these days. No, I come dressed in rags. Why will I save her? Save her someday. Someday. And hear what I say.
Preacher's daughter. kisses in church. Well, now your lips, they shine in the willow mist. And I swear I'd take you down to your girl for just one kill. I got a date with the preacher's daughter. I got a date with the preacher's daughter. It is her. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Come on, dream, baby, dream. Come on. Come on, we gotta keep the fire burning.
A cover of Suicide's Dream Baby Dream. Very otherworldly seeing Bruce do that one in Minneapolis. Or was it St. Paul? I forget. On the, was it the Devils and Dust tour? Or the one before that? I can't even remember. It's all, I used to know this sort of stuff like the back of my hand. I don't remember anything anymore. The show in Toronto still hasn't started. Don't know what he's opening with. You know, we used to joke that he was going to open with a Guess Who song. And it was a joke. I mean, nobody expected him to do that. There was a couple tours ago, he was big on doing cover songs by bands from the city he was playing in. But still, I thought, there's no way he's ever going to do a Guess Who song. But after last night, American Woman seems pretty darn appropriate. But so there's my guess for opening night in Winnipeg. 1 week from tonight. We hope. People keep asking me if I'm excited. I tell them, talk to me at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, and I'll let you know if I'm excited or not. That's when I'll believe it's going to happen. When I'm in the building and I see people plugging instruments into amps, that's when I'll get excited. Before then, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, so that was our big Bruce special tonight. We'll do something tomorrow while we're at, whatever the hell they call that building now. Canada Life Place, is that it? That's it, yeah. And then we'll probably do something the week after that, too. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see just how full of Bruceness we are. We'll go out with one more. Send a note to Rick and Colleen tonight. If you're going to the show next Wednesday, hope to see you somewhere. I will have my arrow with me, so I apologize in advance to anyone sitting behind me. See you then, kids. Thunder's rolling down this track. Well, you don't.